Hello and welcome. You've tuned into Active Listening with T4 Tactics. I'm Marco Galbraith, your host, and our podcast is all about personal success and networking. We'll discuss small business tips, health and wellness issues, personal safety tips, financial gain, and a variety of other topics from professionals in the field. And once in a while, we'll throw in our area of expertise, firearm safety and active shooter response for businesses, churches, and schools. So sit back, relax, listen and learn. Active Listening with T4 Tactics. So are you thinking about buying a firearm either for home protection or carrying concealed? Or maybe you want to just start shooting in competitions or for recreation? Let me give you some advice. If you're beginners, here's my best advice to you. It's not about the gun. It's about the learning process. Don't purchase a gun until you've taken a quality class from a reputable instructor. You could make a serious, expensive mistake. Take your time and go through the learning process. Before taking a class, let me tell you this, it's a big step. You don't buy a car without taking a test drive. You don't have open heart surgery before vetting the medical team. Maybe that sounds drastic, but purchasing, owning, and carrying a firearm is a very high liability topic. Do it wrong and it can cost you absolutely everything. And that everything has a lot of subfolders. So before you take a class, look at your instructor background. Look at Google reviews. Where do they teach? Do they have a website? Do they have a fairly strong social media presence? You definitely don't want someone teaching you a high liability subject matter that has just taken a few classes to become an instructor or just a few years of shooting experience under their belt. Life experience, hands-on knowledge, preferably from the legal field, criminal justice, police, law enforcement. How long have they been in a classroom setting? Do they understand that people learn differently? Some people, I've been an instructor for 26 years, and I've realized by looking at people's faces, okay, this person didn't get it, so I need to spend a little bit more time on that topic without making them feel uncomfortable or without calling them out. I've got students that write down everything I say, and then I've got students that can sit there and just take in everything without writing anything down. So people learn differently, and the instructors need to realize that. Does the instructor continue their professional development education in order to bring you the absolute best and latest in training? How many times have they testified in court? Yeah, good question to ask them, because if they train you and you're involved in a firearm accident or self-defense incident, guess who's going to be called to the stand? Your instructor, and you better hope they have some type of courtroom testimony experience. After all, it's going to be your butt on the line. If they don't pull it off, or if they say the wrong thing, or if they get torn apart by one of the attorneys because they don't have the experience and they didn't tell you or not tell you the right things, you could be in trouble. Remember, sometimes just a police or military background can be a disaster. Ask what their specific assignment was in those careers. I have a lot of people that say, well, he was retired FBI and he's teaching active shooter response training. You know what? I later find out that, yeah, they were retired FBI and they did bank fraud their entire career, or embezzlement cases their entire career. So a title doesn't make someone a great instructor. Police and military firearms instructors must make a huge transition to teaching on the civilian platform. It's a completely different set of design instructions. So before signing up for class, ask yourself, what are your goals? How safe do you feel with your current firearm? How dialed in are your fundamentals? Do you just want to learn firearm safety or start a concealed carry routine? Because the two are really different. Are you looking for home defense or recreational shooting? Have you shot before? Did you hit the target where you'd like? If you've shot before, do you shoot high, low, to the right, or to the left? Do you have any bad habits in which an instructor can assist you with? So a lot of instructors, if they're good quality instructors, can have you fire one or two rounds, three rounds, and look at the target, look at your grip, look at you, sight alignment, and say, on the next round, I want you to do this. And they're going to correct that bad habit or that bad pattern, and you're going to tend to hit the bullseye. Do you have the confidence and skill to clear a pistol malfunction? If you carry concealed, are you comfortable with where on your body you carry? holsters can have a huge impact on whether you enjoy carrying concealed or not for your personal protection. You might even be an experienced shooter and ready to move along to the next phase of training or advanced pistol combat class. Set realistic goals in this process. Do a self-assessment before moving forward and ask yourself, what are my long-term goals? So before you sign up for a class, if you're nervous or if you have any questions, and let me tell you, being nervous and having a lot of questions are completely normal when starting to experience firearms for personal protection or taking a class. So don't feel weird or don't feel out of place or embarrassed because you're nervous and you have questions. Stop by the instructor's classroom and have a sit down. Ask questions and get feedback. Look at the classroom area. That will tell you if he or she takes the task serious or is it just a hobby where they trade money for a certificate of completion. Humans have a great gift of profiling people. You'll know if you're in the right place or not when you get there. If your instructor doesn't fit your profile assessment, then move on. No love lost, just move on. On the day of your class, get there early or at best, don't be late. I won't let anyone in my class because we immediately start with high liability issues. I have to sign that certificate and I want to know that it didn't miss anything. Remember, I may have to testify on your behalf one day. Before the class and on the breaks and afterwards, network with other students. You never know what you'll learn from someone that's like-minded. Before we go on break in my classes, most of the time I'll have students go around the room and introduce themselves, say where they work, maybe a little bit of background. It's always good to network. You never know who's in the classroom that can help you out with something you've been needing help on, or you may be able to help them out. But I have a lot of students that take my class and they become friends. A lot of ladies will hook up with other ladies in my classes and say, you want to go have lunch and go to the range one day? That's like-minded people. And that's where you're going to find out, you know what? I like the gun that you have. What kind is that? I like that holster. Is that where you carry? Yeah, ask questions. It's all about networking. Oh, and during the class, stay away from the posers. Now, I'm not saying that all guys that dress like this are ones to stay away from, but I have seen that the guy that comes in with the beard that chews tobacco during the class, all fancy military pants, military boots, military t-shirt, ball cap on backwards, sitting there with his student folder closed, arms crossed, because he knows it all, watch at the range. That's going to be the guy that requires extra attention from the instructor with loading the firearm and hitting the target. Beware of the posers. I encourage student participation and to ask questions. In a firearm class, there are no stupid questions. However, don't ask questions in the class just to hear yourself rattle or to hear other students know how smart you are. It's aggravating to the other students. If it's a legitimate question, ask it. It'll stir conversation to help others grow. As a firearm instructor of 21 years, I can still learn from my students. Everybody can learn from somebody else. We never stop learning. At the range, if you're nervous, it's perfectly okay. Tell your instructor you're nervous. If I have a student that's apprehensive of guns or has had a bad situation occur to them with a gun, I want to know about it beforehand. Communicate, breathe, take your time. Focus on the fundamentals you just learned in the class. Don't rush anything. Remember, there was a time in your instructor's life where they were nervous taking a first class. The first time I took a firearms instructor class to become an instructor, I was nervous. You're in with peers. So let your instructor know, if I find somebody that's nervous, I'm going to take extra time with them and I'm going to approach things a little bit different than somebody that has been around firearms quite frequently. When you fire and you don't hit where you'd like to hit, it's okay. The only thing that shows is that you need more practice. Nothing wrong with that either. Your instructor, again, should be able, what I said earlier, your instructor should be able to correct you, should be able to look at that target and correct you while what you're doing wrong. Even if it is because you hit the ceiling at the indoor range. It happens and that's okay. When class is finished, you're just starting to begin. You'll need to practice at least twice a month in order to keep those skills up. Remember, shooting is a perishable skill. You have to practice. After about a year of shooting and training, take an advanced class. Keep moving yourself to the next level. Keep challenging yourself. Remember, there's a bad guy out there training every day to beat you. Always check your instructor availability. They should have it on their website on when their classes are, how many classes. Look for class size. If you're nervous, maybe you want to take one where they're running a smaller class. Maybe sitting in a class of 25 other people is not for you. That's okay. Have your instructor set something like that up. So, and just in closing, a couple of things that you're going to need in order to do your concealed carry career correctly is, of course, a credible training class. You'll need a firearm that works for you and not against you. And your instructor in the class should go into depth about the different types of guns and different mistakes people have made by buying the wrong gun. It's going to be about a $500 mistake if you do it wrong. You'll need your concealed permit if that's your desire. If you're going to do home defense, then you don't need a concealed permit. And then most of all, and most importantly, and this is a step that a lot of people don't think about, you're going to need legal defense for self-defense. There are some programs out there that are absolutely amazing for having an attorney come to the scene of a self-defense shoot that you've been involved in. Some are as little as 33 cents a day. I know there's a really great attorney here in Lynchburg, Virginia, a very good defense attorney. He wants $40,000 to show up to the scene of a incident where you've been involved in a self-defense shoot. So I've got a program we've got a program here at T4 Tactics that we help promote, and it's basically $109 a year. And what happens is if you're involved in any type of self-defense incident, you call an attorney for $109 a year. They're going to meet you at the police department, and they're going to talk for you, and they're going to carry you through the legal and civil case. I can tell you from experience that what I've seen in my police career, what I've seen in this professional career of teaching people firearm safety, if you shoot the bad guy and the police say eventually you're good to go, you're not going to be charged, it was a self-defense shoot, you will be sued for either wrongful death or personal injury by the family of that bad guy. It happens all the time. What's going to happen is there's going to be an attorney that's going to see that the bad guy was shot. He's going to reach out to that family and say, I think we can get a lawsuit. I think we can get you some money out of that. Yeah, there are attorneys out there that'll do that. I think we can get you some money out of that. And it's going to cost you a fortune. I worked a case in the Daytona Beach area when I was an investigator where a self-defense shoot went horribly wrong. And make a long story short, I talk about this in depth in my class, but make a long story short, it cost the good guy $78,000 of his own money in criminal defense fees. And then he spent $54,000 of his own money in civil defense fees. He ended up paying out $4.5 million, his insurance company did, for something that went horribly wrong. So we have to think about that. We want to have legal defense for self-defense set up with a phone number in our wallet or in our phone stored. And if something happens, we're not scrolling through our phone and we get an attorney show up to the police department that is really, really good with taxes or really good with DUI. No, you need someone that's going to show up that is really good with criminal defense for firearm-related incidents. That's what you need, because you're going to pay for it later. And remember, folks, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. So there's a process set up. If you're interested in that program, come see me and I'll explain it to you. Please follow me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm on YouTube, LinkedIn. But if I can be of any assistance to you, or if you have any questions about this podcast or any comments, go to my Facebook page or go to my Instagram page, because I'm going to post it there and you can comment, or you can comment below here on Spotify. Take care, everyone. Reduce injuries, save lives, be safe. Thanks for listening.